Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Friends of Lifford Hospital Committee has committed to keep the pressure on to ensure the hospital remains into the future as the HSE confirms a review will not take place until 2021. Minister John Halligan has once again failed to honour a commitment given to resolve the school transport issue for students in Kilmacrenan and Termin. Irish Water are working to repair a burst water main in East Donegal. A major supply is being experienced in Killigordon, Castlefin, Ballybuffet and surrounding areas. And an overnight fire at the Fir Trees Hotel in Strabane has caused damage to a number of bedrooms. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Karen Bradley is insisting the UK government's commitment to the Good Friday Agreement is absolute, as the Irish border issue remains a sticking point in Brexit talks. The Northern Ireland Secretary has been addressing British and Irish politicians in London. She says a suggested extension of the implementation period is being considered. But she stressed a hard border won't be allowed while referencing last year's joint report from the UK and EU.
We are looking at that. It is early days. It is a suggestion that's been put forward by the EU, but I want to be clear that we are committed to everything that we have agreed to in the joint report, and we will ensure that there is no border on the island of Ireland.
Minister John Halligan has once again failed to honour a commitment given to resolve the school transport issue for students in the Kilmacrenan and Termin areas. Reassurances were given last week that arrangements would be made to provide an additional bus for the students wishing to attend school in Milford after an initial pledge was made to parents in the Dáil the previous week. However, a bus has yet to be provided as Bus Éireann has to date not been instructed by the department to do so. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher, despite being furious about the current situation, is hopeful the issue will be resolved when pupils return after the midterm break.
To say the least, I'm furious and very disappointed that no progress has been made. This has been going on for a number of weeks. We had meetings with the Minister, and on about 10 days ago when the parents were in Dublin, that was the day that the Minister communicated to me and others that the issue was resolved and that service would be provided. On that particular day, the parents met with him and he told them that it would be put in place. It was just to resolve the logistics of it. I met him last Tuesday in the Dáil and he said, yeah, this has been resolved. And of course, when I tried to contact him on Friday, when no progress was made, he was in China. I sent a text to him. I haven't heard back from him. Took the liberty of contacting the senior officials in the transport section in Tullamore. And they tell me that they've got no instruction and they can't implement anything without an instruction from the minister. So as was said at the time, it's spin over substance. It's still the same. And I laid down a marker that this has to be put in place this week with a view to having the transport available to the children after the Halloween break.
And if indeed a commitment is given this week, it's still indefinite. We still don't know when it will be instated.
Well, I believe that it can be done fairly expeditiously if the instruction is given to the department to instruct Bus Éireann, who in turn will invite the necessary tenders. That can be done within a couple of days, and it is still possible to have it there after the break. And of course, we're in the envious position now that the senior minister in that department happens to be the local TD while the minister's absent. I'm quite sure that he can give the necessary directive.
The Friends of Lifford Hospital Committee has committed to keep the pressure on to ensure the hospital remains into the future. It's emerged plans for a new 120-bed community hospital in Letterkenny, along with upgrade works at St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorder and the remelting nursing unit are to proceed. However, proposals for a new community hospital for Lifford will not be reviewed until 2021. This is despite the Rannoghan report condemning the current building. Chair of the committee, John Quinn, says they will continue to fight to deliver for the needs of the people.
I read the report as best I could. Three quarters of it is on condemning Lifford Hospital due to leaks in the roof. The second floor, there's a few rooms that are not being used because the roof is damp. It's complained too about the car parking facilities and the exit from into it and the bus stops and whatnot. Another thing that highlighted in the report, it's saying it's a heritage building. It's listed as a heritage building on the National Register of Heritage Buildings. But at the same time, it's not listed as a protected building by the Donegal County Council. So there's a lot of misinformation going on from both sides. It makes me feel very angry about the way the thing's going, but at the same time, there's a very positive thing in it because it'll make the committee work a lot damn harder to make sure that there is a hospital in Lifford going forward into the future. There will be a hospital in Lifford because we will pile the pressure on the relevant people, i.e. the HSC and the Minister for Health, and also any prospect or anyone that's proposing to go forward for an election to the Dáil. There's a lot of options for us to do. We're there at the moment. The hospital's there at the moment. It hasn't gone. It hasn't gone away. We will do our best to keep it there. We'll keep highlighting it. There is a need for it. I mean, that's a given. It recognises that there is a need for a community hospital in Lifford. Definitely is needed. It's the way it's been managed and it's the way that the HSE are treating people.
Irish Water are working to repair a burst water main in East Donegal. A major supply outage is being experienced in Killigordon, Castlefin, Ballybofey and surrounding areas. The utility says a traffic management plan will be in operation for the duration of works, which are due to be complete by 10 o'clock tonight. They are advising householders in the affected areas to allow 2 to 3 hours after the estimated restoration time for supply to fully return. People in Donegal are being warned to ensure their homes are secured as a new trend is emerging of break-ins being carried out earlier in the evenings. It follows a number of break-ins and attempted burglaries reported last week in Lifford, Raphoe and Convoy. Donegal Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace says such incidents are now happening more in the earlier part of the evening and that will be even earlier after the clocks go back.
These criminals operate under the cover of darkness. As you say, the clocks will go back and they'll be starting to draw onto the winter evenings now. So, look, it's important for people to just try and take whatever precautions, try and keep an eye out in your area if you see somebody moving around. Like, bearing in mind, the one in Raphoe was between 9 and 10 o'clock, which was a short window, but fairly early in the early part of the night as such. And the one in Lifford was between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock. So, that kind of seems to be the trend that these people are moving around at this time. And I know our colleagues at the PSNI are reporting similar activity in Derry where the break-ins can literally start from 5 o'clock in the evening onwards. So that early evening, early part of the night seems to be the phenomenon now rather than the overnight one. So look, we would have to ask people just to be aware there are people around who are intent on doing damage, intent on stealing your property. It's that whole area of the violation of the property that, you know, that causes a lot of grief and a lot of stress to people when they arrive home. In one case, a couple arrived home just to find their house ransacked, everything, wardrobes empty, doors opened.
Housing mortgage interest rates and broadband are expected to be high on the agenda at confidence and supply talks. Negotiating teams from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, which included Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogh, will be meeting this week to look at extending the deal. Fine Gael wants the talks to be wrapped up within a month, but Fianna Fáil says there can be no time limit. Political editor with Irish Examiner is Daniel McConnell.
We'll have 3 weeks of shenanigans. I think a deal is probably more likely than not, barring any disaster. And also, the one caveat I would say in that, if the personalities don't get in the way.
An overnight fire at the Fir Trees Hotel in Strabane has caused damage to a number of bedrooms. The extent of the damage is still being assessed. However, the hotel is operational today. West Tyrone MLA Michaela Boyle has praised the Northern Ireland Fire Service for their efforts in bringing the fire under control quickly.
People woke this morning to find that our local hotel had a fire there into the early hours of this morning, and our thoughts go out to the proprietor, Johnny Kelly, and his staff. I believe that the fire service contained the fire, so there was minimal damage to the bedroom block. Thankfully, the staff acted very, very quickly in getting residents and those that were there out of the building.
The hotel operational today, it's a tribute, I suppose, to, as well as to the staff, to the Northern Ireland Fire Service, the fact that they were able to contain what happened. It could have been a much worse scenario.
Absolutely. I was speaking to Mr. Kelly this morning and he had nothing but praise for the fire service. For the work that they carried out and containing the fire, and his staff also who were there on the ground. Johnny was very praiseful of the fire services for the work they'd done, and only because they acted very, very quickly and they were there very quickly, this would have been a lot worse.
Survivors of the Tuam mother and baby home are to meet the Taoiseach this evening. The bodies of around 800 babies were found in unmarked mass graves behind the Galway home, which operated from 1925 to 1961. Ahead of the meeting, the Tuam Home Survivors Network is calling for an inquest into the death of all the children. They want a complete forensic exhumation and DNA database created and post-mortem examinations to determine the cause of each death. It's hoped work to repair the Ivy Bridge in Clohan will be complete before Christmas. Donegal County Council says the fixing of the collapse and the reopening of the bridge is being treated as a priority, with phase one of works due to commence in the coming weeks. Initial works will aim to ensure the bridge is reopened as soon as possible, with a second phase of works due to commence in 2019, which will involve the removal and replacement of the parapet walls. Cathaoirleo of the Stranorna Municipal District is Councillor Patrick McGowan.
The tenders were opened on Friday, and the council hopes to turn around the tenders now within a week, so they're giving themselves 7 days to pick a contractor. Once the contractor is selected, then they're giving them between 6 and 7 weeks to complete the job. So we're just hoping to have the job finished just about 2 weeks before Christmas, all going to plan.
And there has been calls for this work to be carried out previously, so it is positive news that the council is progressing this project well at this stage.
Yeah, well, there has been calls for a number of years to address different issues with the stonework on the parapet walls and that. Now, what happened then more recently was actually a section of the wall fell away and it took part of the road. What the council intends to do after this is they actually look at the entire parapet walls on both sides of the bridge, and that's been earmarked down to go down to begin in 2019. First of all, they have to secure the money and do that, but the plan has two phases. One phase is to get the bridge repaired and get it opened now, just before a week or two before Christmas is the time frame for that. And the other plan then is phase two, is to redo the parapet walls on each side of the bridge, the entire length of it, like for all the stonework is in very, very bad condition. Some was actually dangerously low as well. So that's the phase two is to begin in 2019.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Track your daily fitness with a Fitbit or Garmin tracker from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games, and celebrations have been continuing in the parish of Gweedore today. They did, of course, won their first Donegal Senior Football Championship title since 2006 on Sunday, and a 15th in total as they defeated Neve Connell, 17 points to 1-7 in this year's big decider, played at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. Owen McNeillis received the Man of the Match award for his contribution as he scored 8 points for Mervyn O'Donnell's side. Brendan Kilcoyne and Brendan Devenny won the Dr. Maguire Cup in the past with St Eunan's, and both were fully complimentary of Gweedore yesterday. Brendan Devenny says it was always looking like the Matagallan men were comfortable.
You know, if Neve Connell hung in there, there might be an improvement in the second half. But really, Gweedore bossed the game. You see 17 points, 8 in the first half, you know, 9 in the second. You know, Neve Connell had a point on the board right up in the end. They got that scrappy goal. They just couldn't break through the defence then. And it's a bit like when you see blanket defences then, the team that's pushing it then, there was no way through. And as we say, once Gweedore were breaking into space, they were tagging on points. It was very difficult for Neve Connell. They think themselves they didn't perform in the day, but in many ways, I don't think Gweedore let them perform. You know, their game plan, their strength, and as I say, their pace breaking out, they had all the answers, and Neve Connell really at no stage in the game for me posed a difficult enough question.
Did we see the real Gweedore today?
I think we did, Tom. I suppose we, Owen, it doesn't seem to hit simple points. He only hits big monster points. He almost got one with the right there, which would be a collector's item for him. Great lad, he's smashing talent, and I think we Gweedore, they really open up. They have so much pace around the team that when Neve Connell came looking, they were trying to go through the middle and trying to power. They were coming up against the McGees, they were coming up against the strength that Gweedore had in the back, so they were just breaking. And as I say, once it was a counter-attack game then, and Gweedore did come into their shell a wee bit, but as they broke into space then, so much pace there, Tom, they could have rattled up a bigger score than that. You know, at the end of the day, that goal was fortuitous. Up into that point, 7 points on the board, it's not going to win you any football match.
Gweedore played some fantastic football. There's probably more in them. You know, they've a fantastic group of footballers, and they could be at the summit of Donegal football for a few years now. They're going to be difficult to stop. They've quality all over the field. You know, Ormec Neal is worth an admission fee any day. You come in and watch Oran McNeillis play football. He's just a joy to watch. But like, you have other players too. You've Keane Mulligan coming through the middle at massive pace, and Weinisha Boyle is one of the most underrated footballers. Like, he gets on so much ball and breaks lines. And you know, we spoke about at half time about this long kick out, and we saw it a couple of times in the second half where Niamh Connell had to push up because they were chasing the game and they got caught in behind. And you know, it was only a matter of Gidor picking them off then from there to the final whistle. So you know, there can be no arguments. Gidor are the best team in the county this year and deservedly county champions.
What Martin McHugh said, that we haven't seen the best of Gidor, that we probably better see more of them in Ulster.
Yeah, I believe that, like, they have quality all over the field. As I say, they're deserving county champions, and I think we'll see a lot more of this Gidor team for the next few years. And please God, they can give Ulster a good run, because they certainly have the quality to do so.
Brendan Kilcoyne, and before that, Brendan Devaney with their thoughts on Gwydor's championship success against Niamh Connell on Sunday. And there's loads of reaction available in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com, where you can hear from Gwydor manager Mervyn O'Donnell, captain Niall Freel, man of the match yesterday Oran McNeillis, Kieran Gillespie, and two men that have been with the side for quite a while and deserving of another county title, Eamon McGee and Kevin Cassidy. A three-way playoff will be needed to decide the champions in the two sides that will be promoted from Division 3 of the All-County League in Donegal, following advice received by the CCC from the Rules Advisory Committee. Kelly Beggs, Niamh Breed and Buncrana all finished level in points following Niamh Breed's win over Burt on Saturday evening last, when they moved into second place ahead of Buncrana. The CCC have met on the 3rd of September and decided that in the event of a three-way tie, score difference would apply. Buncrana queried this decision and the county secretary sought clarification on the rule and regulation used. Kelly Beggs have been awarded the league title, but that has subsequently been revoked. There will be a series of playoff games, three in total, that will take place between those three sides in the month of November to determine the winners and who will go to Division 2. Down the country, the Kerry CCC say they are awaiting a referee's report before proceeding with investigations into the scenes that marred yesterday's meeting of Dingle and East Kerry. A lengthy brawl resulted in the dismissal of East Kerry's Paddy Clifford and a member of each management team. Dingle won the semi-final replay 4-13-12 and are slated to face Dr. Crokes in next Sunday's county final. On the school's front, there was a comprehensive win for St Eunan's College of Letterkenny today in the Loch Inure competition, as they defeated St Mary's CBS of Belfast by 17 points. 6-10 to 2-5 was the final score. Christopher Diver scored 2 of 6 of that total. Mark Boner scored 1-2, while Mandy Kelly and Michael Doherty were the other goal scorers for St Eunan's today. And Max Rorty also got a goal as well. But it's another one for St Eunan's that is now 2 in the group. They also had a draw and they progress now through to the semi-finals of the Loch Inure Cup as group winners. In soccer, bottom side Bray Wanderers have their final home game of the SSE or Trusty Premier Division season tonight when they play Derry City at the Carlisle Grounds. A couple of Derry's fringe players are expected to get a run out this evening. Nicky Lowe was forced off with an injury in Friday's defeat to Cork, and he won't feature tonight for Derry. In the other game this evening, Sligo Rovers play host to Bohemians. Kick-off time to both of those matches tonight is 7:45. Arsenal will aim to continue their remarkable run in the Premier League tonight. They can record their 10th consecutive win in all competitions by beating Leicester City at the Emirates Stadium. Victory will also see the Gunners replace North London rivals Tottenham in the top four. Arsenal manager Unai Emery is wary that their current form becomes a distraction.
This match against Leicester is the same important like another matches. The difficulty is now not relaxing and thinking for the next match like a most important.
Alexis Sanchez has been ruled out of Manchester United's Champions League meeting with Juventus at Old Trafford. Jose Mourinho also has concerns regarding Jesse Lingard, Marion Fellaini, Scott McTominay and Victor Lindelof. Juventus themselves will be without Croatian striker Mario Mandzukic due to an ankle injury. United go into tomorrow's game second in Group H and 2 points adrift of Juve. On the golf front, Shane Lowry has had to settle for second place at the Under the Same Masters. The Offaly man went on a late charge at the weather-delayed tournament in Valderrama this morning. He had 3 successive birdies to close, 2 within a shot of the lead, but a double bogey 5 on the 15th stalled his progress. He completed the tournament 8 under par, 4 shots behind Sergio Garcia, who successfully defended his title. It's Lowry's best results since finishing runner runner-up at the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai 11 months ago and moves him up 17 places to 70th in the latest world rankings. Finally, nominations for the Donegal Sports Star Awards open today. The Hall of Fame inductee will be selected by the Donegal Sports Star Awards Committee, so nominations will not be taken for this category. Nominations can be made online at DonegalSportsStarAwards.ie. Closing date for nominations is Friday, November 23rd. We'll be back with our next bulletin, Michaela, tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. For weather now, dry for the rest of today with a mix of cloud and sunny spells, staying dry in most parts overnight with a few isolated light showers and lowest temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, Minister John Halligan has once again failed to honour a commitment given to resolve the school transport issue for students in the Kilmacrenan and Termin areas. Reassurances were given last week that arrangements would be made to provide an additional bus for the students wishing to attend school in Milford after an initial pledge was made to parents in the Dáil the previous week. The Friends of Lifford Hospital Committee has committed to keep the pressure on to ensure the hospital remains into the future. It's emerged plans for a new 120-bed community hospital in Letterkenny, along with upgrade works at St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorlar and the Remelton Nursing Unit are to proceed. However, the proposals for a new community hospital for Lifford will not be reviewed until 2021. People in Donegal are being warned to ensure their homes are secured as a new trend is emerging of break-ins being carried out earlier in the evenings. It follows a number of break-ins and attempted burglaries reported last week in Lifford, Raphoe and Convoy. And Irish Water is working to repair a burst water main in East Donegal. A major supply outage is being experienced in Killigordon, Castlefin, Ballybuffet and the surrounding areas. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, October the 22nd. The death has occurred of Maggie McGoldrick, 51, Castlefin Park, Castlederg. Maggie's remains will repose at her late home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from her late home on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Castlederg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Kenneth McConnell, Cairn, Shanahan, Raphoe. Funeral on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30 at Ballylennon Presbyterian Church at 2 o'clock and burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Mountain Rescue or Chest, Heart and Stroke, Kev Gibson, funeral directors. House private, family and close friends welcome. The death has occurred of Patrick Gerald Gallen, Mean Ray, Crossroads, Killigordon. Patrick Gerald's remains will repose at his late home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from his late home on Wednesday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place in her 102nd year of Kathleen Murray, 178 Berryhill Road, Donemana. Remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home on Wednesday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Killeeny, Donemana at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Bridget Bridie McElhinney, Turlin, Creeslaw. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creeslaw, Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock and burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Brother Kevin at the Capuchin Day Centre for the Homeless, care of any family member or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Marie Murr, née Penders, 76 Holly Hill Road, Strabane, and formerly of Glasgow. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home on Wednesday morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock, followed by interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Macmillan Cancer Support, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Coch McMenamin, Gardness, Clohan, County Donegal. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:45 for Requiem Mass at 1:30 in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn. Burial afterwards in Kilty Vogue Cemetery. The death has taken place of David McLaughlin, Davy, at Ballymena, Kilkenny, Mallin. His remains are reposing at his brother Brendan's residence at Ballymena, Kilkenny, Mallin. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Patrick's Church, Auchinleck, Mallin, for Requiem Mass at 11:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place at Paddy Coyle, Lemma Crossing, Quigley's Point. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Columbus Church, Drung, Quigley's Point, for Requiem Mass at 11:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Geraldine Conaghan, Key Road, Dunlow. Her remains are reposing at her late residence with rosary at 9:00. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11:00 in St Cronus Church, Dunlow. Interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. Family time plays from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. And the death has taken place of Willie Hines, the Hollands, Letterkenny Road, Lifford, and formerly of Corky Manor, Cunningham. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Columbus Church, Drumahl at 11:00. Cremation afterwards in Lakeland Crematorium. Family time plays from 11:00 tonight.